Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Yeah, ping. It's some inaccurate time, but it's actually 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, and you might notice that, hey, it sounds a little bit different. Yeah, it sounds a little bit different because I'm very angry right now. I'm very, very, very angry because I just spent 20 minutes driving around looking for a golf ball washer that I can take pictures of, and so angry right now. The rage consumes me. And so in order to calm myself down from the all-consuming lack of golf ball washer rage that I'm experiencing right now, I've decided to come to Herrenhaven. It's sort of a nice day. It's about 55 degrees, you know, about 12 or 13 degrees Celsius for all my Eurorack enthusiasts. And it's overcast, so it's not sunny, so I'm not being blasted. That's good. And now I'm just walking into Herrenhaven, dun-da-dun-da-dun, along the path. All right, let me tell you what's going on. Okay, first of all, another brutal night in mourning, no sleeping, etc., etc. But I finally did sort of manage to catch a little nap between about 11 a.m. until literally like 8 minutes ago. Well, it wasn't 8 minutes ago, it was more like, regardless. Where should we go first? Let's just head out to the water. So I got up and I was eating my pepperoni and waffles for breakfast, as I usually do. And I remembered what I was thinking about last night, which was so brilliant that I had to write it down. And that's why I remembered it. I wrote down, build a scale model of a golf ball washer. Yes, brilliant idea, right? Yeah, I know. If I can't get, you know, a regular golf ball washer, or if I'm going to design a custom golf ball washer, I should probably build a scale model first. You know, proof of concept, etc., etc., etc. So I woke up this morning thinking, yeah, all right, golf ball washer. I can model that. I can model that in multiple scales. Just, you know, not 1/72nd scale. This will be like, I haven't decided. You know, like 1/10th, 1/12th scale, maybe 1/6th scale. You know, somewhere around there. And so now we got to walk out onto the boardwalk. See if there's any dudes here at Herrenhaven today. Looking for dudes. Look back into the secret pond, nothing. So anyway, I got done eating. And I thought, yeah, that's what we can do. That's what we can do for Dubious Goals Committee today. We can go take pictures of golf ball washers. Okay. Oh, duckies. Oh, there's some ducks over here in the main part of the water. There's a mallard, and there's his female mate. So it's mallardy time. Oh, we got bugs right here. What's moving in the water over there? Is there something in the water? Oh, my God. Holy crap. Okay, right here at my feet, 1, 2, 3 meters away, is a muskrat. Right down here, right at the edge of the boardwalk. Oh my God. Holy crap. Oh, now the goose that's over there saw me. Now he's coming over here thinking he's going to get some free food. But no, I could probably move even closer. This muskrat, no exaggeration, 3 meters away, He's looking at me, but he's also pulling up yummy cattail shoots, and he's eating them. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, hi, buddy. I'm gonna just sort of very slowly inch my way forward a little bit. Get out my camera. I am on top of this guy. Where is he? I cannot see him in the damn camera viewfinder thingy. Hi, buddy. Hi. How are you? Are you having a yummy snack? Yes, you're my buddy. Look how hungry you look. Oh, it's so hungry time for... And of course, my camera won't focus on him. My camera wants to focus on the stupid reeds. But he's... Wow, he's chewing on something chunky delicious. Oh, it's chunky style reeds. Oh, they're so delicious. Okay, so yeah, we got this guy right here. Now, where are those people that were behind me? Well, I wish they would show up now because they had a kid. And I would love to show that kid this Scratty, because all kids need to see Scratties. I'm going to look behind me. I'm turning around. I'm turning around to look into the rest of the reed line to see if there's any other Scratties hanging around. I don't see any immediately. And you know what? I'm looking around. I don't see any other... I don't see any herons or anything. I'm gonna... Should I keep trying to photograph this guy? It's not like I don't have millions of photographs of muskrats. But the funny thing is this guy's right here. Have I ever been this close to a muskrat? Maybe. Maybe. I'm now 2.5 meters. I am now less than 2 meters away from a wild muskrat. He is below me. I'm on the boardwalk. He is in the reeds. He's chewing on this delicious, delicious thing. And he says, oh, this is the yummiest thing. Do you want some? And I'm like, I don't know if I can eat that. My doctor might get mad. And... They are supposed to be good, though. Cattails. Humans can eat them. They're supposed to taste like celery, so I'm told. I've never eaten one, but I probably would. If a Scratty said, hey, you want to come to my Scratty party? I'd be like, yeah, I'll come to your Scratty party. We can eat some yummy cattail shoots and roots and stuff. It's like he's eating a bulb, and he's going nuts on it. And I realize... that I'm kind of gambling here, because I do not want to spook this guy. I don't think he's going to get spooked, though. I mean, I'm standing right here. I'm talking at this level, and he doesn't care. He does not give a crap. And I cannot get a shot because he's framed by all these stupid little reeds. That might have been one. And it's not very sunny, etc. I'm turning the camera off. I'm not going to hassle this guy anymore. I'm going to slowly back off. And maybe he will keep on eating his yummy lunch. Eating his scratty lunch. Yeah, he's just sitting here. I keep hearing sounds behind me. I keep hearing sounds behind me thinking that I'm going to see some more Scratties in here. I don't see them, though. Anyway. Okay, I've backed off a little bit. And I can see some people coming up through the forest. The people that were behind me. So I'm going to take a break and just stand here for a second. I'm going to get back into view of that muskrat. And I'm going to continue to tell you what I was doing. So I drove around in my neighborhood with my camera looking for golf ball washers that I could take a picture of, right? So that I can then use these photos as a reference as I build my model golf ball washer. So I drove up. First thing I did is I drove up to my neighbor's house, just, you know, a couple hundred meters away or less, to look at the one that he has on his fence post. I drove by his house three times looking at this thing. It's a hand crank version. It's not like the pumpy up and down kind wind. It's the hand crank kind, and it looks very antique-y and etc. And I can't really, you know, run up to his house to take pictures of golf ball washers, so I drove by three times looking at it very closely. Then I drove over to the golf course next to my house, and I drove around in there looking for golf ball washers. Okay, are these people coming or not? And I had to sort of drive around there for a while, and I drove through the parking lot, and I had to turn around, and I kept looking back in there, and no golf ball washers. And I thought, well, that's weird. Why is there no golf ball washers? Well, you know, they're not open yet. It's been winter. They probably take the golf ball washers down during this off season so that nobody would steal the golf ball washers. But who the hell would steal a golf ball washer? Oh, wait. I mean, present company excluded. Who the hell would steal a golf ball washer? Here comes the kid. Okay, I'm signaling to the child that there is a dude. And so the kids are coming up, the family's coming up. And there's a muskrat right there. Our buddy is still eating his little snack. There's a muskrat right there. See him? He's down there. He's eating his lunch. You see him down there? Right down there. He's eating his yummy lunch. Oh, he's snacking. Muskrat lunchtime. You bet. All right, once again, we have fulfilled our duty of pointing out urban wildlife to visitors to Heron Haven. I've never seen these people before. And they got two kids. They got one little tiny, tiny baby in a stroller. And they got, like a four-year-old daughter? The kid's probably not five. So anyway, we're walking off the boardwalk so they can enjoy all the action out there. And in the meantime, we're going to head out to the big blind. Head out towards the big blind and see if what's going on out here. Oh, I'm walking right along the edge of the, wait, what was that? Okay, there must be frogs in here. There must be frogs in here because there's something moving in the water. Okay, so now I'm going to cross the land bridge, looking over into the billabong. Oh, I see rings of water at, yep. Wow, we got a scratty in the billabong. It's billabong scratty, and we got two geese too. But yeah, there's a muskrat. There's a muskrat in the billabong right there. He's on the shore, but he's got his butt in the water, and he's eating yummy. What is he eating? Yeah, grass probably. Okay. Ooh, scratties are moving around. We got scratties in the billabong. We got scratties in the main pond. We got frogs in the sub pond. I'm walking down the odoriferous corridor, which is not odoriferous at this time because there's no flowers, and we're trying to eradicate that particular plant. And I look into Frog Harbor. Oh, hi. There's two mallards. There's a mallard pair sitting on a log. They were probably sleeping. I think I just woke them up. So now we're going into the wall blind so that we can look into the back of the billabong. And what's going on in the back of the billabong then? I don't see anything. I wonder if those geese are going to build a nest right there in the elbow of the billabong. The billabong takes a bend And geese have been known to build a nest right there on that point. So there's two geese standing there. Can't really see that Scratty from this angle. Where is he? He was right around there, right? Yeah, I gotta look through too many branches and stuff, so I don't know where that Scratty is. Where did he go? Oh wait, yeah, I can see him. He's having fun, whatever he's doing. All right, let's head out to the big blind while I continue the golf ball washing, I mean the golf ball modeling project, etc. Look at those mallards. Hi. No, this is the closest I've ever been to ducks, I think. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about 6 meters. And he's still got his bill tucked under his wing. It's ducky nap time. It's nap time for ducks. So anyway, I drove around my golf course for a while looking for golf ball washers. There's no golf ball washers out yet. Oh, so annoying. And so I thought, okay, fine. We'll go to another golf course. Where's the next nearest golf course? Oh, the one by Herrenhaven. So I, you know, drove all of 2 miles to come to the next golf course. And as I'm driving by, I'm noticing that there's no golf ball washers out. Oh, but here's an interesting development. Here's an interesting development. Okay, first of all, I smell something. Second of all, there's two bat houses. Properly made bat houses. There's three bat houses. As I'm sort of approaching the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, there are three brand new bat houses on these trees. They're at the proper height. They are properly made, but they're not black. They need to be painted black for thermal reasons. I think I did read something in the newsletter about some Boy Scout building some stuff, and that's fine. I'm glad he did it mostly right, though, because we've had other bat houses that are not correct. These are correct. I do know my bat houses, and if you would like to learn how to build bat houses properly, you want to go to... What is that called? BatCon? Bat? Yeah, I think it's called BatCon. Try BatCon.org. Bat Conservatory something 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 BatCon. Yeah, okay, there's two geese in the turtle reproduction pond, but I don't see any turtles. Hi, honk honk to you too. So if you need to build bat houses, go to BatCon. You can learn all about how to build a proper bat house. Oh, great. Here we go. Now we're going to start up this crap. As we approach the big blind, we can walk into the big blind, and what do we see? Not much of anything. Nobody is on the log. It's not a sunny day. If today would have been sunny, we'd have been finding turtles on that log. What do we got up close here? Nothing. What do we got in the Delta? Nothing. What do we got on Goose Island? Well, we got three geese, maybe four. Looks like one might be sitting in a nest. I can also see some geese very far away on the other side of the pond. The far, far side. And what are they doing? Nothing. Huh. So there's not a lot of action going on out here in the big blind area. I'm looking around, I'm scanning the pond rim, looking for herons and other striding birds. The herons only have recently come to the heronry, so it might be a while before they get down here, at least a couple more days. I don't know, maybe we're just not here during prime fishing time. I don't know. But yeah, I'm turning around. I'm turning around and I'm heading back. Oh, what's over there? What is that? I don't know. Okay, so anyway, where was I? What am I talking about? This was not supposed to be going to Herrenhaven Day, but, you know, it became going to Herrenhaven Day. because I couldn't find any golf ball washers. Is this a line of lemon ants marching along this log? Huh. So I drove here. I drove in this direction so that I could check for any golf ball washers on this other golf course, the one that's across the street from Herrenhaven. And as I was driving by, I did see some carts. It looked like some people were playing golf, but there were no golf ball washers. You know, I can kind of get onto that golf course. I thought, I know where one is. There's a tee box by that bridge that goes over the creek, and no. All I gotta do is sneak around the fence at Herrenhaven, then I can dash into the golf course, get up to the golf ball washer, take some pictures, and maybe even surreptitiously clean some golf balls. Wow. But no, that didn't happen. So then I just got mad and said, fine, I'm going to Herrenhaven. If I can't find me a golf ball washer, I'm going to find me some scratties. And I did. So I win. And that's why I'm awesome. And the rest of the world isn't even cool enough to wash my golf balls. All I want is a golf ball washer. I might have to go meet my neighbor. I might have to go walk up to my neighbor's house. This guy, he's got the golf ball washer on his fence post, and say, hey, can I take a picture of your golf ball washer? But like I mentioned before, it's the hand crank kind. And it looks kind of weird. Like, it's not like the kind that I'm accustomed to. It's not the kind that I wanted to model. I sort of have this image of the golf ball washer I want to model in my mind. So maybe I need to transfer some of these ideas to paper. I don't know. I was also thinking, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have to build it from scratch either. Yeah, right. You know, okay, what are you talking about? You madman. Now, some people might think I'm a modeling genius, but sometimes I just like to take the fast way so I can get back to drinking tea and doing other important tobe type of things. So I was thinking, here's what you do. You need to build yourself a model golf ball washer. First, you go to some kind of, you know, hobby store, some arts and crafts. You know, maybe go to Michael's, Hobby Lobby, wherever, whatever your local thing is. And you go into the dollhouse department and you start looking for things that might pass as golf ball washers if you repainted them or added parts. This is known as kit bashing. So you go and you look for like light fixtures, standing light fixtures or something, right? Yeah, yeah. So there's your post, okay? And then if the top's not good, you cut part of it off and maybe you use one of those little plastic capsules that come in capsule machines and you use that for the body and you can paint it with a rainbow of anodized colors. Then you could, what are you going to use for the high performance internal spiral brush though? Anyway, yeah, then you paint a bead black and that's the handle and glue it onto the top. And yeah, see, I've already got this so worked out in my mind. I really got to wonder if I actually need to build this. You know, because I've already built it in my brain. I've already sort of thought of how to go about modeling this device, this machine. All I really need to do is, at this point, is just execute the idea. Isn't that the same as already having done it? I mean, if I can imagine it, if it's already real in my mind, is it absolutely necessary for me to make it real in real life? Because my mind is already in real life. My brain is a subset of real life. Therefore, anything my brain creates is also a subset of real life. That's just, you know, good set theory. Oh, ow, ow. Don't make myself laugh. It hurts. And this is no time for set theory jokes because I'm walking along the bocage looking for signs of marmots And it kind of looks like maybe leaves have been dug out of that hole over there. But I don't see any loose dirt. Just no leaves. And while we're over here on this side of things, I can see over into the golf course now. I'm basically out of the forest. There's golfers. There's geese. It looks like, you know, golf season is upon us. Where the hell the golf ball washer? See, there should be one right over there where that bench is. See, and there's that bench is by a tee box, and there's a sign and everything, but where the hell's the golf ball washer? I'm standing in the zone where we can often find golf balls. So I'm looking on the ground as well. Looking for any golf... Oh, holy crap, there's one right over here. Is this from this year? Is this season golf ball, or is this a golf ball from last year? Now, this has got to be this year. Because this is, like, fresh. And it's not a very good golf ball. It's just a white golf ball. It's a logo ball of a tire company that apparently also makes golf balls. That makes no damn sense. But it doesn't matter. Okay, so this is the first golf ball that we have found during Dubious Goals Committee in the year of 2021. Yay, the first gaff bear. And how are we gonna wash it? It is dirty. It's got grass stains and it's got a little bit of dirt on it. Yeah, okay, hold on. Let me get back closer to the street here. Now, that other, see, yeah, there's supposed to be a golf ball washer right up there too. There isn't one. All I wanted to do today is to take pictures of a golf ball washer. Oh, do I ask too much from the world? Are my expectations just a little bit too high for this modern era? This is the 21st century. For God's sake, we have the internet now. We have cellular telephones. But I'm not allowed to take pictures of golf ball washers in the middle of March? Who made this rule? Okay, hold on. Now I really see something. We gotta walk up through the, yes. Through the, this is a, like a, what am I? Yes. We found a red Callaway number 2 in the, what do you call this? Not humus. What do you call, what, compost. I'm in the compost pile in Herrenhaven. And I just looked back and there's a red golf ball. And it's nice. And it's in good shape. It's a Callaway number 2 red. We got a lot of Callaway reds. And it is matte finish. It is not glossy. So we found a colored golf ball today, which is what we're looking for. Probably confusing the hell out of everybody wondering what the golf ball talk is about. If you're new and you haven't heard Dubious Goals Committee during warm weather, golf balls are a thing now. It started last fall. Oh my God. So we found the first colored golf ball of 2021. And it is a red Callaway number 2. It's very bright. It's almost hurting my eyes. That one's going in the pocket. I actually have the other one too, so. Yes, two significant firsts today. First golf ball and first colored golf ball. And all because I wanted to go out and take pictures of golf ball washers and was denied. All right, so what are we gonna do now? Well, I think I'm gonna go home. I need to eat some food. I need to think about how to build a model of a golf ball washer. And I should also tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for golf balls and other dudes and stuff and blah, 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 every day, 1930 UTC. Tune in tomorrow, 1930 UTC. Tune in every day. Maybe I'll find a golf ball washer.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.